Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Neil. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm excited about our guest for sure. And it's Haley Sales. Haley, thanks for stopping by. Actor, singer, everything, Haley. And you got both. How can you do it? So, what first came first, singing or acting? Because that's always interesting to talk about.
Is. You know what? It came so early. Like, I was a little kid that just loved make believe. And so, to me, I didn't see the distinction because I didn't know you could make a career of it. So, I would just be running around the yard singing 1940 songs or whatnot, pretending I was being chased by a witch. So to me, they kind of all blended together. I would say music took on the life of its own quicker than acting, but they kind of mold together for me. I love them both.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Did I read that you're from Canada? Is that right? But
I am a.
yeah, hey, right? So the Molson brothers, you know?
Oh yeah. Well,
Yeah.
actually, I was born in America, but
There you go.
I moved up to Canada when my parents bought a blueberry farm when I was a teenager. So I got a little bit of both.
And you go
Little
down to Nashville, I'm assuming.
I oh yeah. I
Yeah.
Nashville's amazing. Oh my,
Yeah.
and all those cities are amazing. Yeah.
Well, that's the best. It's the best.
So Haley, when did you kind of figure out this was going to be a career for you? How old were you?
Very too early. I think I decided around 5 that I was going to do it and make it happen. And by the age of 13, thought, well, I must should hang up the towel. I'm too old. So it had its perks and its downsides to knowing what I wanted to do so young. But yeah, I just love performing so much. I must have come in with it. I don't know any other reason it would have been that clear to me.
Well, that's great. Do you prefer acting or doing music or both, or what's your
I love
favorite?
them both because they're very different, but I would have to say if you're like you get one choice, it would be being on the stage. So that to me is music. I love doing films. I love all of that, but there's something about being on the stage and the buzz of
I
just
know
feeding
this.
off the audience, right? Right? It's just
Oh, it's
that's
amazing.
home,
At
right?
some point, I might make that comeback into the pro wrestling ring. I did
You
not tell you
should.
that, Greg. I turned 50, but it doesn't mean I'm not too old to get back in the ring. So I'll
Do
be
it.
in the training. I'll
Never
be
too
showing that
old.
on social media. So I'm a former professional wrestler, Haley. So I
Oh,
wrestled for X
wow.
amount of years. So I know the roar of the crowd. It's addicting because
It
when you
is.
have that crowd and you feel it, it gives a dopamine that you that's
Oof.
unimaginable.
There's
And
nothing else like it on earth. It is the sole reason I have not given up when things got hard. It's just like you just walk on stage and it's like, oh, it just, I
it
can't
doesn't
describe
matter if
it.
it's 20 people, it's 30 people, it's
No.
whatever. You're feeding off the
Yeah.
audience, you're feeding off the crowd, and it's just it
Yeah.
feels fantastic. And it's because you just and that's if you played sports too, you know that the
I'm
crowd.
sure it's the
Usually you're
same,
going at
yeah.
a home court advantage of basketball. I remember I love the home court versus going on and being
Oh
on an away court, but it's still that rush. You run out like in any type of
yeah.
thing, and there's an audience, it does that. So you don't feel that? Do you have to kind of envision the audience when you act? Haley, what would you say?
It's actually funny you asked that because I found with acting, I'm not performing. So it's a very different experience to me. Like to me, when I'm in front of a camera, I'm trying to just live it and not think there's any audience. So it's the complete opposite in some ways because you want the camera to see an intimate moment. Whereas on stage, you're like, here I am. And so actually, no, not on film, not so much. I do have a hard time with virtual concerts though, because that I find that so hard with music because I feed off, like you're saying, the audience. So that's been something that's hard. But with acting, I kind of just view it differently. So I don't necessarily. It might help though. Maybe I should try it.
So I try to picture people because I didn't have that mindset when I would talk on my show about who's my audience and what am I trying to
Yeah.
connect for years doing it. So I went on Clubhouse. And when I went on Clubhouse and I spoke on Clubhouse
Oh.
for and became addicted to Clubhouse when it first came out and was one of the greatest things in the world, I was
Yeah.
able to learn how to communicate with an audience and people coming on stage and feed off of that and understand I'm speaking to an audience wanting them to take action. So when we're presenting ourselves on camera in any way we are, we have to think about the audience we're presenting to and what do we want them to truly do. So picture and think about them when we speak. Because when we don't, we're basically missing the boat.
Oh, you're in a box. You're like, the second I'm not either, you know, paying attention to the actor in front of me or the audience, I am so self-critical and self-aware that you lose all the magic. Exactly. You overanalyze it, and then you lose the magic.
Yeah, Greg.
Well, who's the biggest act that you opened for that you remember?
Well, I'm trying to think. The most recent one was Rufus Wainwright, and we got to tour around Europe, and he's just been one of my heroes forever. We got to play the Palladium. Oh, it was just a dream. As far as biggest, probably the Spice Girls or In Excess.
Wow.
That was interesting.
So
that was my first
huge,
stadium.
Right?
Yeah, it was so fun.
So how many people was
the bigger crowd,
the biggest crowd you performed in front of?
I guess it would be about 50,000.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's just, you buzz, like you're just reverberating. And you may have experienced this, but when you're on a stadium, I didn't have in-ears at the time. You're hearing yourself back, like 5 second delay. It was such a trip. I definitely had to get used to it. Next time I'm getting in-ears, but it was a real fun challenge.
So I've done 15,000, 17,000 I've performed in front of pro wrestling. So I understand that. God. And it's something that's unbelievable. So let's talk about specifically your goals for acting and goals for music. Where do you want to see yourself in both of those?
Well, I really am determined with this album to break through in a nice way in the music industry and re-expose a style of music that's kind of been forgotten. So to me, I have a huge goal to make as big a splash as possible and open the door for other artists that are maybe doing different styles of music that aren't currently being acknowledged. So that's a huge one. I want to be in a big musical film. Can't wait. It'll be so fun. We'll get Scorsese to direct it, something like that. So those are two big dreams. Eventually, I'd like to write. I'm working on a script and musical myself. So someday, who knows? Maybe I'll be able to accomplish that as well.
Well, that's pretty fantastic. If there was a particular either musician or group or actor that you would aspire and love to work with, who would that be?
Oh, that's so tough. There's so many. I would love to work with Tom Hanks. I just think he seems like the coolest guy on the planet. I'd love to work with him. I think that'd be really fun. For music, trying to think. There are so many. It'd be fun to do something. Barbara Streisand, actually. That's totally off the top of my head, but she is one of the most phenomenal vocalists of our time. There's so many, though. I'm like, or this guy, or this woman, or this. Like, I could go on forever and we don't have time. But any of those phenomenal artists. Be fun to do something with Michael Bublé too, because he's British Columbian as well, and we're kind of bringing back that old style of music. So that'd be great.
Now, what do you think your biggest break in acting so far has been?
I think it might be Lucky Hank, the one that we just did, mainly because I got to break into comedy, and I love comedy, and I don't even consider myself a comedian, but the people around me were so funny. As long as I could not laugh, it was such a joy to do that.
And again, how challenging and difficult is it to hear what happened to Bruce Willis and definitely working with him?
It broke my heart. Absolutely broke my heart. When we got to work together, first of all, I did not notice anything that would insinuate that illness. So when I heard, my heart broke. The first moment I saw him, I was, of course, it's Bruce Willis. Let's be honest. Like, I have the total jitters and basically sweating bullets. And he sees me, he comes up to me, he's like, "I'm Bruce Willis. It's nice to meet you, Haley." And I was like, "I know you're Bruce Willis. Oh my gosh, you're so nice." And he, between takes, would sit, you know, we'd sit and talk, and he'd just kind of be present, and we'd stay in the moment together. He's one of those actors that just being able to have a conversation with them or a scene with them, it's worth 10 years of acting lessons. Like he was brilliant and he was so nice to me. It's just very, very heartbreaking to hear the news.
Yeah, it's terrible. Do you have a favorite movie of Bruce Willis's?
I love them all. I mean, sappy, I mean, it might be the most predictable, but Die Hard, you just, yeah. That's so good. You just, they're all incredible, but that Sixth Sense, oh, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
And he's so incredible in all of them. And he is that, like, you know, how some actors, they don't change when the camera rolls. It's you're getting to see them. They're very intimate moments. He's great. Nothing but amazing things to say about him, except that I feel so bad for his situation.
All right, latest projects going on with you, Haley. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, we just finished the next album I'm going to be allowed to release. So excited. We literally just, I'm like, what date is it? A week ago, got the last master back. And that's going to come out later this year. We just filmed the music video on Saturday for the first single. That's my priority this year is finally, it's been 10 years since I've released music and to finally start getting music back out there and hopefully see where that goes.
All right. And Greg has his final question. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Haley, what's the most important thing in life that you feel you've ever learned?
Oh, that's a good one. I would say to battle at all costs apathy and to try to maintain your hope, because I feel like life is this beautiful combination of absolute highs and things that will tear you down, but they won't tear you down if you can still see that there's a reason they're happening. Like for me, every single thing that's been tragic has actually, after the tragic, traumatic experience has subsided a bit, oh, some magical door has opened that I couldn't have planned, you know. It just, so again, I think it's battling the apathy that's so easy to fall into, especially right now, and maintaining hope and never giving up.
I think it's that's huge for sure. Where's the best place people can find information on you and find your music? Where can they go?
You can just all the usual suspects, Haley Sales, my website, Spotify, Apple, Instagram, all those fun platforms.
Okay,
I'll be on all of them.
Are you gonna be touring again soon, or are you gonna get a chance?
I'm hoping to. I think we're looking at fall, so you know, now that the record's done, we'll start releasing singles in late summer and be off to the races.
And other projects you can't tell us in movies, you have to just wait, right? You're always auditioning and all those things coming
yeah
up.
Well, Lucky Hank, keep an eye on that one, because my character pops up soon and
okay
hangs around the faculty. So that's the most up-to-date one that you can watch.
All right. Thank you, Haley. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you
thanks.
Both. You're lovely.
All right. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Guys, take care.